Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks Podcast on KMBZ.
This show doesn't stink. It's awesome.
Well, if I could walk on water, and if I could find some way to prove, if I could walk on water, would you believe in me? My love is so true.
Fourth and final hour, Tuesday edition. Story here from the Kansas City Star under the headline, The Best Public and Private High Schools in the Kansas City Region. Here's how they rank. Number one on the high schools list in the Kansas City region is Blue Valley North.
Booyah.
Nobody would be surprised by that. Wow. Whoever the superintendent is there, he's going to get a raise. Here's how the rankings go for the Kansas City area. Number one, Blue Valley North. Number two, Blue Valley High School.
Mm.
Number three, Blue Valley West.
Oh.
Number four, Blue Valley Northwest. And number five, Blue Valley Southwest. They took all five. Damn.
Well, that's awkward.
Your private schools, care to guess? Number one?
Let me go. How many are there?
Five.
From this area?
Yeah, it's all in Kansas City.
Okay. I know number one, but I would have guessed number one, so let's go five back.
Okay. Start guessing.
Is Rockhurst on there?
Number four.
Is St. Teresa's or Sion on there?
St. Teresa's is number five. Notre Dame de Sion is number three.
Yep. And then I would guess, oh my God, I pass it every single day.
Yes,
what is wrong
do.
With me? It starts with a B, Barstow. Mm-hmm.
Barstow is number two.
Pembroke would
number
be number one. Yeah.
Me? I would have, doesn't get any love?
I would have guessed Pembroke.
No.
Barstow. That does surprise me a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Bishop Miege did not get into the top five. Not to say it's not a damn good school.
Huh.
But Bishop Miege is not in the top five. It's Pembroke, number one, as we mentioned. Barstow, Notre Dame de Sion for girls, Rockhurst High School, and then St. Teresa's Academy.
Does it say anything that those are almost listed in price? Like number one's the most expensive, number two's next?
No, it doesn't say. Is that true?
Yeah.
No. Well.
Pretty close.
They're all going to be up there. I don't know. I don't know in the scheme of things what's the highest to lowest. It's, you know.
Oh, okay, here we go. In Missouri, Ladue Horton Watkins High School in St. Louis was named the best public high school. So are these just in the Kansas, on the Kansas side, these first few? Just as Kansas City region.
No, because Pembroke is
Missouri. In Missouri.
Rockhurst
yeah.
is Missouri, That's and so true. Is yeah. Barstow.
So anyway, in Missouri, Ladue Horton Watkins High School, in St. Louis was named the best public high school in the entire state. John Burroughs School, also in St. Louis, was ranked the best private school in the state.
Okay.
Okay. And doesn't say here the best private school in Kansas. Overall, the Davidson Academy in Reno, Nevada, was chosen as the best public school in the country. The Davidson Academy, Reno, Nevada.
Okay.
All right. Speaking of schools here, meant to get to this one yesterday and just ran out of time. It's also from the Kansas City Star. It's an op-ed piece from Melinda Henneberger. When Lacey Kuyper first made the cheerleading squad at Truman High School last year, she was beyond excited. Her grades and confidence improved. She felt part of a team for the first time in her life. Until she didn't. Kuyper has osteogenesis imperfecta, a genetic disease that makes her bones break easily. Lacey Kuyper. She uses a wheelchair and loves, and I mean loves, cheering and revving up the crowd from the sidelines. This is an 18-year-old with so much heart, they're lucky to have her. But her coaches and school administrators have a can-do attitude too, and they keep coming up with new ways to limit her involvement, as she puts it, to less than bare minimum. She can't go out onto the football field with the other cheerleaders during the national anthem, supposedly because her chair would mess up the field. She can't go into the school gym during basketball games, supposedly for her own safety, even though her orthopedic surgeon says otherwise. She was not allowed to participate in a team fundraiser at a local grocery store because you had to be able to lift 10 pounds to help bag food for customers.
They couldn't find something else for her to do at the charity event?
She was going to quit, as she believes that the head cheerleading coach, ex-Truman cheerleader Alex Parrish, wants her to do, writes the Star. At one point, she said Parrish suggested that maybe she should try for the school dance team instead, quote, because maybe they'd let me into the gym. Wow, this is scathing.
It's hard for me to believe that there isn't a place for her as a cheerleader. I don't buy it. Now, I understand the don't hurt the field argument, but the cheerleaders, when they cheer, are on the track. And I know because I have one.
Right, but they were saying that she wasn't allowed on the field for the national anthem.
But you couldn't, and I understand you don't want to hurt the field, but why can she not just cheer alongside the cheerleaders on the track?
I don't think there's any argument about that she does cheer.
It's the extra things.
It's the extra things that she's not allowed to do. For example, she can't cheer at the basketball games because her placement on the court is
I don't agree with that. I think there's absolutely a way to include her on the court.
Most high school fields are turf now. How is a wheelchair going to hurt turf?
Right.
Fair point.
Or is
now,
this?
I don't know what Truman's
this,
field is.
That's true.
Follow me here. Is this a case of just we don't want to deal with it?
Was she that hard to deal with?
The school. It's easier just to say no to all of it or most of it than it is to figure it out.
Now, in fairness, the Star did reach out to the cheerleader coach, Alex Parrish, the Truman principal, Rhonda Scott, their activities director, and a spokeswoman, and they were all diverted to a lawyer for the Independent School District, who wrote, generally speaking, the district processes matters involving students with unique needs or identified disabilities in accordance with certain law.
Right.
And all other relevant state and federal laws as applicable. The district is happy to provide you information to ensure that any resulting article fairly and accurately depicts these circumstances. However, the district cannot provide that information without a release from Mr. Kuyper, presumably Lacey's dad.
So this happens from time to time, where you have an entity on one side worried about liability, let's be honest, Scott.
Sure.
And you have a student or an employee who says, I want to participate. Where is that line?
I don't know. Truman Activities Director Daniel Beeser said in one note to Charles Kuyper, that's dad, it had been his refusal to sign a waiver allowing them access to her medical records that had made it so difficult to allow her to do things with the others. The school wrote, apparently, the athletics director, your unwillingness to allow us to talk with Lacey's doctors continues to play a large role in the district's concern with Lacey fully participating in cheer activities. I do hope that you reconsider signing the HIPAA release.
Okay, but can I ask you something? Why do they have to see her medical records? I would not be comfortable with that. She's in a wheelchair. She would like to cheer from the wheelchair. What in the medical records would, if you have a doctor signing off on this, why do you need to see her medical records?
I would imagine because in that statement or that email, they wanted to talk to her doctors. I'm assuming they want to talk to, you know how it is with schools.
Yeah, but if
it's
a doctor,
all about CYA.
It is, but if her doctor, you know, we even have to have all of these forms turned in for our kids at the beginning of the year stating, you know, the CYA sports physical, which really is going to uncover nothing. You know, they take your blood pressure and they, you know, make sure you don't have scoliosis or a lazy eye and, you know, there's something going on in your brain. And they sign that thing that, yes, you can participate in track or football or cheer. If a doctor signs off on it, why is that not enough to cover YA when it comes to liability? To me, that's all you need. Doctor signs off on it, says she can be out there. Let her out there.
But then we let her out there and something happened. And now we're getting sued.
I know, but we all also as parents sign that waiver. I understand that I am allowing my child to participate in a physical activity. Everyone signs the same waiver. Do they think the liability is worse for a child in a wheelchair somehow?
576-7798. Phones are already blown up. Several of you have already weighed in on the text line.
And this doesn't just have to be about this student athlete. This can be about any student or employee who would like to participate in X and the entity overseeing said activity says, eh, we'd rather you take a pass on this.
This is an unusual case.
Yeah.
And we're walking into waters that we have never walked in before.
Sure.
576-7798, 576-7798. 30 years later, you still don't know the lyrics, do you?
That's all right. He don't either.
Sam, in here, right as Eddie Vedder starts singing, I just heard Eddie going, freedom, concrete. By the way, 30 years later, I don't know the lyrics either.
Nor do they.
Nor does Eddie Vedder. Let's go to Susan in Independence. Hello, Susan.
Hi. Hey, my kids go to Truman, and I know a couple of the cheerleaders, and there's two sides to the story. I mean, they like Lacey, but she doesn't always show up. So one reason she sat at a football game, they have a policy. If you don't show up, you don't call, you don't notify anybody, you have to sit out the next game. The bus waited for the away game for 45 minutes. She didn't show up. She sat out the next game. So, she doesn't show up to pictures. She doesn't show up to team building events, all kinds of events that that she is capable of doing, including practicing when they practice 3 days a week all summer, and she shows up in August. So, I mean,
so if you're going to be part of the team, you have to be part of the entire team, which as a cheer mom, I will just tell you, 4:30 in the morning, 5 days a week for comp cheer. That's what it is. It is a full-time job.
Yeah.
And I understand what you're saying.
Yeah. So there's two sides, and unfortunately the school district can't comment on anything because of HIPAA, but there's two sides of the story, and it makes the school and everybody look terrible, but nobody's hearing the other side because they can't speak up.
Hence we bring up this story, because you're right, Susan, for every good story there is always a second side.
Yeah, I mean, I'm all for her participating, and the girls say she's nice and they like her and everyone's been accommodating. But they're very upset because now they're being run through the mud, and they're like, okay, she's the one that didn't show up to the game. She's the one that didn't show up for pictures. She doesn't call. She doesn't give any notice. How is there not any responsibility on both sides?
Do appreciate the call, Susan. Thank you for it. Let's go to line one, just identified as a Truman parent. Hello.
Hey there.
Hi.
I'm actually a Truman cheer parent, and so I absolutely have knowledge of this situation. It is very unfortunate that the school cannot comment on this, but I would like to echo Susan's point. The cheer team itself, the athlete in question in the story, was on the team last year, no issues whatsoever, and, you know, attended team bondings, was engaged, was involved. She wasn't able to cheer basketball last year. So for some reason this year, everything is blown up. But to Susan's point, two things I want to clarify. So the cheer team does have a comp team and a sideline team.
Okay.
The comp team did practice all summer long. And the sideline team or the non-comp team didn't go to those practices because it was preparing for regional, state, whatever, competition. They were invited to practices mid-August, and the other non-comp girls have shown up to each practice in case, you know, to help, to bond,
yeah,
et cetera, start in August. Furthermore, team bondings, I've had them at my house, and she's been invited every time, has skipped them. Senior pictures, she skipped picture day. And to the point, the district did not tell her she could not be on that field whatsoever. She was suspended from the game because the prior week's game, she did not show up, and so she had to be benched. At that game, she actually posted on her social media site, "I'm having more fun on the sidelines. Go Oak Park."
Okay.
So, I mean, this is really a horrible situation in which people's names are being dragged through the mud.
Well, and let me just say this, and thank you for the call. I agree with you there, because there are always going to be two sides to every story. And I do understand where the school is trying to be accommodating. But then you have, in any school district or office of employment, quite frankly, concerns about safety, concerns about liability.
That's the big one.
Then you have a family or a participant who wants on some level to participate. And if that can't be 100% of the time, what do you do there? I don't think there are any good answers here, Scott. I don't think this is one of those black and white, somebody's at fault here. I just don't know that there are any good answers.
I will say this as we conclude. I wonder if the family, by that the parents in this case, made a mistake going to the Star.
Or if you go and you go public and this is what we want, and then, and we would all be in that situation, Scott, where you're trying to toe the line there and you don't want to make it worse.
But by putting so much public light on it, putting it in the Star, it's controversial, therefore two yahoos on the radio are going to talk about it.
Right.
And so...
My heart goes out to her. Quite frankly, my heart goes out to the family because they're trying to do what's in the best interest of their child. But I do also understand the school's position. A, they can't comment about an individual student, nor would we want them to. And B, they have to do what's in the best interest for the district.
And the parents have to do what's in the best interest, they believe, of their child. Is this a case where both sides could be right?
Yes.
All right. Quick break for the news. More of Dana and Parks in just a moment here on KMBZ.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, I heard you were a wild one. Ooh, if I took you home and be a woman, show me.
I'm going to go out on a limb here. Has everybody just lost their damn minds? This story
since,
just cleared on the Kansas City
what year?
I'm going to...
Around 2019 wasn't bad. And
2019
then,
was fine.
I'm going to go with yes to your original
question. Thank you, Sam. Thank you. Because this story just cleared on the Kansas City Star's website. And it involves another school here in town. Parents in the Park Hills School District are demanding account. First, we have kids trashing the bathrooms. Then we have whatever the hell we were just talking about last half hour. And then this story. Parents in the Park Hills School District are demanding accountability for the student or students behind a racist petition last week that they say was a call to bring back slavery. The school district has shared few specific details about the incident, which originated at Park Hills South. Nicole Kirby, a district spokeswoman, said today that the matter is considered a discipline incident, and therefore the amount of information the district may share is limited, including the number of students involved. We can't talk about specifics, said Kirby.
But I hate it when they hide behind that. Come on, we're not asking you names.
Yeah. But Carrie Heron, principal of Park Hills South, shared a message with the student body on Friday in which he described the racist statements as unacceptable. He said the impact of these sentiments are being felt heavily within our school. We are outraged, hurt, and saddened. This is not who we want to be at Park Hills South. Julie Stutterheim's 15-year-old adopted daughter, who is Ethiopian, heard a vague announcement over the PA at another high school in the Park Hill District on Monday about the incident at Park Hill South. She said, what in the hell is going on?
I don't understand. First of all, a racist petition.
There was a petition
is
going
what
around
they're calling
asking
it.
For the reinstatement of slavery.
And they cannot, for whatever reason, work backward to figure out where it originated?
Now, I'm assuming, and you know what assuming does here, and this is where some help from parents in the district might help. I'm assuming that petitions in 2021 are different than they were when we were kids. These will be online, I presume.
If they're online, how could you not trace back its origin?
Well, who's walking around with
right.
a hard copy?
I've got a flyer here.
Hey, sorry to bother you, but I was wondering if you might sign this for me real quick. Those days are over of getting a petition signed, so I'm assuming that this is an online petition.
Here it is,
petition.
You're right. In an email to parents on Friday, lead Innovation Studio principal Ryan Staley said the incident involved, quote, unacceptable and racist statements that some students posted online during a school-related activity. Students were offered additional resources for help the next day, including counseling.
And there was
a meeting Monday night where the principal addressed the matter, asked directly if the vaguely described racist incident was in fact a petition seeking the reinstitution of slavery. Staley said, quote, that was his understanding. So I want to be fair here to Park Hill South. This could be one
idiot student,
which is one too many. And you don't want to paint with such a broad brush that, like, this is some racist school in fact, some kid posted something stupid online that is incredibly offensive. That student should be dealt with swiftly. This should be expulsion. Quite frankly, it should be expulsion. But there are so few details in this story. I would like to think this doesn't involve, you know, 96 kids student council or the yearbook staff. I mean, one online petition in a class, which is one too many about this, is, again, too many. But if they can't say anything more about how many students are involved or the actual nature of this, this is one of those stories, again, where the school's put in almost an impossible position that we are a good school. We don't tolerate this kind of thing. Please don't let this one incident paint us in a bad light.
Well, but let me ask you a question. Chances are you're absolutely right. This is, and I too don't want to paint Park Hill South or the district with a broad brush. I'm sure the overwhelming majority of students are not idiots.
Like the overwhelming majority of students aren't going vandalizing bathrooms right now.
Fair point. Do districts do a disservice by sending out the school-wide email on...
We are aware of an incident that we cannot talk about, and we couldn't talk about it. We wish we could, but we can't. And because of privacy... Yeah. Yes. Yes, they do.
But then if they don't say something...
It looks like they're somehow condoning it, or...
Well, why aren't they addressing this? Why aren't... For some reason, and schools, and there are a handful of other institutions / entities that this kind of falls under. When something happens, regardless of how dumb or how remote, there is this insistence that somebody say something.
Sure.
And so here we have a petition that could, some online petition, that very likely could have been started by one idiot kid who doesn't get enough attention at home.
Yeah.
And he's trying to be funny or witty or weird or dumb.
Or just
or
racist.
Insulting. Yeah. Or insulting. And he or she puts together this online petition. Now everybody knows about it because the school feels an obligation to publicly respond to something most people don't know about.
And I'll tell you this, if this happened at our school, I would be livid because the whole ship goes down. I would be livid. I'm livid for the students of color, livid for the lack of response, even though to some extent their hands are tied there, because you don't want your school labeled in this manner. And that's coming from me, a high school named after an exalted Cyclops in the KKK. We can't even get our school's name changed.
But that's my point. Every time that a student, presumably a student in this case, does something dumb, insulting, or racist, or all of the above, every time that a student does something like that, does the district have to publicly respond? Because if they do, they need to get more people in their public relations department because they're going to be writing a lot of press releases. I'm wondering if Park Hill District didn't do itself a disservice.
If I was in charge of PR for one of these districts, and I'm sure that they have attorneys saying you can say this and you can't say this, I would meet it head on. I would say, we are handling this. this is one student who has been expelled. We cannot give out any information about the person in question. This is in no way a reflection of our student body. Our students are outraged about this, as they should be. And we are handling this privately with this student and this student's family. That's how you handle it.
But they don't know who did it.
I bet they do, Scott.
Well, they said student or students.
If this was posted online, I don't think it's going to take the CIA to figure out who's responsible here.
576-7798. She's Dana Wright. That guy over there is Sam Stevie III. I am Scott Parks here on KMBZ. I guess he's not going to get a good Yelp review here.
I don't know, Scott. This next story has divided the internet, and I'm not quite sure why. I don't remember the last time a story over a remodel job went viral that did not include, like, Chip and Joanna Gaines.
A story here from the Daily Mail. It's out of Fort Collins, Colorado. A crazed Colorado contractor took a sledgehammer to the tiles and walls of a bathroom he had just finished remodeling because of a $4,000 payment dispute with the homeowner, according to a video shot by the client's neighbor. Terry Gregory of Dream Home Remodels can be seen swinging the giant sledgehammer, knocking the new tiling and installations from the shower walls while bellowing between bouts of demolition. "We put weeks into this, thousands of dollars into this," Gregory rages over the lack of a final payment from Amber Truck of Colorado Springs. Truck's neighbor asked Gregory repeatedly to cut it out. "I'm just asking you to stop. This is not your house to destroy."
"Is somebody going to pay me heel back?"
Gregory, yeah. "Is somebody going to pay me?" "Let me tell you something," he says to the neighbor out of breath and gesturing with a tool before he and his wife and business partner leave the house. "No contractor in the state of Colorado will fix what they found out. I took it back because you refused to pay me. No one."
Now listen to this. The homeowner says she paid him $3,300 out of $7,500 and was holding out on the final payment because she wasn't quite thrilled with the job. So he sent her a Facebook pay request and said, "Hey, you got to pay up." Told the homeowner, "You have until tonight. You have to pay what is owed."
We have the story as it was reported on KSAT in Colorado. Sam?
"Somebody will pay me?"
It's a contractor confrontation.
"Not your house to destroy."
Caught on camera. The moment a man decided to take matters into his own hands after his company says this contract, quote, went sour.
"Let me tell you something. No contractor in the state of Colorado will fix that when they found out I took it back because you refused to pay me."
"I haven't actually cried about this yet. I think it just hit me."
Amber Truckee says she hired Dream Home Remodels of Colorado for some renovation work inside her home in Colorado Springs. All that work now on the floor.
"I just kind of shake my head because I'm like, I don't have the words for what happened in this room."
"Did you sign a contract at all with them?"
"Invoices."
Truckee showed us invoices saying she paid more than $3,000 of a $7,500 bill. She says she was waiting to pay it all off until she could make sure she was happy with the work.
"For the $3,300 I've already paid, I have now nothing."
The company claims she signed a contract. They refused to give us any paperwork, saying they would not share private information. They released this statement saying, in part, communication broke down and resulted in our company repossessing a tile shower. It has never happened before and is not something that is made regular.
Repossessing.
How do they say that with a straight face? Look.
It was very beautiful.
"We're going to repo that shower, ma'am."
Splinter by splinter.
It shows a text exchange between the two of them, and he says, "Hey, could you please take care of the final invoice when you get a moment?" She replies, "I saw the request, but I'm at work and I'm busy. I need to go home and look at it. I haven't seen the finished product in person or even turned the shower on. I would like to make sure I'm happy with everything before paying the final invoice."
Fair.
He replies, "The shower door doesn't go in until the glass company gets here, I've already paid them. You need to pay me, basically, okay? Then it just goes on and on and on. Here's, never in my life has someone expected payment for work I haven't even seen. You can see this is the problem with texting instead of face-to-face communication. I'm done arguing. Check it out. I need partial payment. You need to pay.
Why does she need to pay like right away?
Well, I think because it was done.
Okay,
his
fine.
His part is done.
Give me a minute to get off work. I'll be there in a little bit, but I'm with her. I want to make sure that I like the work.
He posted, and I quote, "When she made it clear she was refusing to pay, we tore our work out. Not all of it, just the shower. She still has thousands of dollars she owes us, right? Now, here's the deal, Scott. He was hired to do the work. She didn't pay. If you're sledgehammering your own work in someone else's house, that's still vandalism, isn't it?
Well,
it's your work that you're destroying.
Right, but it's in their house.
But it's on their property. I think he's going to go to jail. I mean, honest to God.
I think what he's going to do is go out of business.
Look at the shower. I mean, you guys.
He wasn't playing around.
Not a hammer. This is like the 40-pound big dog sledgehammer.
It's and a sawzall.
Yeah. The sledgehammer is one that you have to use two hands to use it.
It takes a full swing.
And
he is a large.
He's a burly guy.
Burly,
yeah.
Construction.
Did you see the picture of him approaching the house? He flips off her Ring
flips
doorbell.
Off the Ring doorbell. What? What
he
is
had
this?
Had enough.
He couldn't wait till the end of the day.
We are here to repossess our materials and our labor since you made it clear you aren't going to pay.
That's my favorite part. He didn't. He just left it all in the bottom of the shower.
We will leave the materials that you paid for.
Well, she did pay the upfront cost of the materials.
The Colorado Springs Police Department could not be reached at press time to determine whether a complaint had been filed.
I mean, look at this picture of him. He looks like a raving lunatic.
He does.
He doesn't look stable.
He is wearing a cross necklace, but when you're holding a sledgehammer and destroying the shower, I'm not sure he was real Jesus-y in that moment.
I don't think Jesus gives people the middle finger on their Ring doorbell either.
I think that's kind of funny. You might have to bring this back tomorrow because who is he in trouble?
Probably. All right, we got to get out of here. See you tonight out at Sandstone. On behalf of our producer today, the finest man in all of America, ladies and gentlemen, Sam Stevie III, my good friend and co-host Dana Wright, I am Scott Parks, and God willing, we're back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Have a great night. Be safe, be well, and be good. I want to kiss you like Prince. Let's get it on like song for you like this. You're over my head, I'm out of my mind, thinking I was cool in the wrong time, one of a kind. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts. It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.